explained further, with coruscating eyebrows. Come, come. That ain't all. You'd hardly believe it, he said, but I found a treasure. Found a regular treasure. I fancied this was irony, and did not, perhaps, greet it with proper surprise. Yes, he said, I found a treasure. And come, come. I tell you, I could surprise you with things that had happened to me. And for some time he was content to repeat that he had found a treasure, and left it. I made no vulgar clamour for the story, but I became attentive to Mr. Brisher's bodily needs, and presently I led him back to the deserted lady. She was a nice girl, he said, a little sadly, I thought, and respectable. He raised his eyebrows and tightened his mouth to express extreme respectability beyond the likes of us elderly men. It was a long way from here, Essex, in fact, near Colchester. It was when I was up in London, in the building trade. I was a smart young chap then, I can tell you, slim. Had the best clothes, good as anybody. At silk at, mind you. Mr. Brisher's hand shot above his head towards the infinite to indicate its silk hat of the highest. Umbrella, nice umbrella with a torn handle. Savins, very careful I was.